Sci-fi.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Real Life Sci-Fi with Wade and Willie. I'm Wade.
I'm Willie.
This is Starburns Audio Produced Podcast. One believer, one skeptic, one guest. Hey, welcome back to Mike Rodri Media, our $8 Patreon. I don't know. Do we shout him out? He bailed on us and he came back, so I guess we'll shout him out.
Oh, yeah. No, that's a good idea. You could do that every month.
Thanks for being a Patreon. If you want to become a Patreon, we've got a couple tiers out there. Just go to patreon.com/reallifesci-fi. $8 for Friends of Charquan. You get secret messages from our alien friend Charquan.
Yeah, appreciate you. Thanks for coming back. That's awesome.
I gotta tell Charquan to send more secret messages. I keep forgetting to talk to that motherfucker, that lazy dude. Also, if you have a 5-star review, leave it on iTunes. We'll read it on the air. I haven't checked in a while, but I'm assuming that we don't have any new ones. I'll check it next time. Hey, Willie.
Yeah.
You got any UFO sightings this week? It's the weekly UFO sighting.
Yeah. Update. On Saturday, I saw a super, super bright one. And I should start posting these. I videotaped it. You know, and then what I also do is videotape the plane that it showed up later, you know, or whatever, just to be like, this doesn't look like a plane. So I saw six UFOs that night. I videotaped them all. And then afterwards, I was walking the dog. Afterwards, somebody came up and was like, what are you looking at? I'm like, well, I was looking at UFOs. They're not here anymore. So.
And then they called you a creep and stabbed you and ran off.
Well, yeah, because I walk around my neighborhood with these night vision binoculars. So it like shines my face. I'm walking around with binoculars at night, you know, so I look creepy.
You're going to get stabbed for sure. We've got a crime problem these days. We got to get Nithya Raman to get her fucking ass in gear. Fuck that bitch. I'm signing up for the recall.
Yeah.
Anyway. Let's welcome aboard the SSRLSF, our good friend. The podcast is called I Hate Myself with Joe Troman. It's Joe Troman.
Hey!
Oh, energy! What's up?
You peaked.
Be hosted by my co-host.
That's me. Yeah. We're proud of this thing that we put out, and check it out. It's, you know, the opposite of this podcast. It's all super real.
Yeah. It's all real. Yeah. No nothing science fiction-y. Maybe a little pseudoscience.
Our show is going to be different when it all becomes real.
But there's a lot of pseudoscience on our show.
There's a lot of us thinking that we're talking, you know, we're dumb and we're irresponsible and talking about
100%. Yeah. There's a lot of just because we have pipes and tobacco in our pipes doesn't make us a PhD pipe hat doctors. That's what PhD stands for.
Hey, you're just, I will say, both of you are just as much a doctor as Dr. Phil. So,
yeah, that's true.
Make a go at it.
And Dr. Oz.
He's a millionaire because of it.
Dr. Oz isn't real either?
I think they're both real doctors. I think they both have actual medical.
Dr. Phil is not.
He's not a real doctor, Dr. Phil? No. Are you sure? Let's see, Dr. Phil. I'm looking on Wikipedia. I'm looking on the internet here. Phil McGraw. Well, right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sorry, I'm a big fan. He holds a doctorate in clinical psychology, though he has ceased renewing his license since 2006. He's unlicensed currently.
Okay.
You're not wrong. Just another misinformation that you've given our listeners.
Well, but I'm technically right, but I've been misinformed.
He went to medical school or some sort of graduate school, and either got, I didn't see if he had an MD or PhD, but he at one point he was licensed, and now he shouldn't be giving advice anymore. But neither should we. But here we are.
Well, you know, we don't give advice. We just talk about our processes.
100%. Yeah.
You can take them or leave them. So check it out if you want. I think it's fun. We talk to some interesting people. I kind of shoehorned that plug in there because it's a my plug also, you know.
I appreciated it.
Joe, he's from Fallout Boy and shit. You guys are about to go back on tour, yeah?
Yeah, it looks like it's going to happen. Looks like all this stuff's going to go down.
Nice.
I mean, we'll see. You know, there's still – let me back that ass up a little bit.
Oh, yeah, you don't want to
– But I'm going to back it up a little bit, and let me just say – I think it's probable. I mean, we just announced that the Europe UK leg of that tour, which I don't know how many international listeners this podcast gets, but that's happening next year.
We
for sure.
We do get a few, actually.
Yes. Okay. So for those Wooden Willie fans out somewhere else outside of America, it'll be next year for UK and Europe. And then for US, I mean, it's looking probable for this year, but, you know, I can't say 100%, but probable just because people are getting vaccinated. Things are kind of opening up again. Normalization is sort of, you know, on course. I don't know.
You're going to get out there and shred, man. Shred all this fever off of you.
Still sick of doing private shredding. I'd like to shred publicly.
Oh, so you haven't lost your calluses is what you're saying.
They're gone. No, they're gone. I just had to do, Brian Posehn put on a Star Wars comedy special and we have like a metal band. So we did like a comedy metal band. So we did like a mashup of a Cantina song, and Imperial, March. And then with a chorus that was from the Mandalorian score from the
first,
we did this and we put this whole song together with like Weird Al parody lyrics and everything. And, you know, so I'm like recording this kind of like metal Star Wars thing and my hands are burning. I'm like, oh God damn it. And what's going to happen? I'm going to like not play guitar until a week before this tour. And then I'm going to get calluses, but they're never going to fully form. There's going to be blisters and they're going to rip off. I'm going to play the whole tour.
Stop your brain from letting that happen and just start shredding in your basement, man.
Manifesting the destiny.
The next valuable thing is selling a guitar strings that are covered in your blood.
I don't think people want to pay for like for anything for me, let alone that. I can't imagine. No.
How about this? Set up your drum set. I'll come over and we'll shred together.
I love that.
You'll shred. I will jam. Wait, what do drummers do?
They hit the slap the skins.
We're slapping the skins.
Yeah.
And we'll get your calluses back. We'll play.
I'm going to noodle. You're going to slap. Willie, what are you going to do?
I got some congas. I have a bass, but I'm just not good enough to like even
come and sing, man.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. Let's get a lead singer in here. You got the look.
Let's do it.
You got the look. You got the Freddie Mercury late era Freddie Mercury mustache going.
And I'll move around the stage the whole time. I'll have a big presence.
Hey, I wanted to ask you about that, Joe, because you had back surgery and it's hindered your ability to run around the stage like a crazy person. Do you miss that?
Oh man. I mean, I just miss being able to.
Are you like relieved that you don't have to do it anymore?
There's two sides to it. I think, sure. I have far less energy than I used to, so I can't imagine expending that.
Yeah,
right now, at all.
Throw up.
Yeah, I feel like I'd vomit. That being said, my back is still so bad that like bending over to pick something up off the ground is very hard. So I would love to be able to move. Shit. I just had to get my second epidural, lower lumbar cortisone shot within like a month. Like I got two in a month, which just. Yeah, well, now I have this new thing. This is more fun than ever, the most fun. So, you know, I have this hereditary disc disease problem where my discs herniate in my lower back and pop out, and they, you know, whole bunch of, you know, surgery mess comes from that. Now I have this new thing where one of those old discs that had been operated on is now almost pulverized to just nothing. So now I just have almost bone on bone in my back. Yeah, that's my new thing.
Those aches are the worst. A serious back pain can stop you in your tracks for an uncomfortable amount of time. I'm sorry that you.
Oh, holy thanks, shit, man. I mean, it is what it is. Well, at least, you know, I mean, it could be worse. Like, yeah. Yeah, I guess it could be worse. Sure.
Hey, Joe.
Yeah. Hit me to it.
Don't become a statistic, man.
Yeah.
Don't do the opioids, bro.
Oh, don't worry, I won't. I had that problem a long, long time ago.
Whoa, really?
Yeah, I had severe opioid problem.
You were almost a statistic.
I was a statistic. I didn't die, though. I was just a statistic.
Oh, I'll bet that was fun.
I mean, it's fun until it's not. Yeah. That's drugs for you. They're fun until they're not.
Hey, do you know that Jimi Hendrix song, Hey Joe?
I've heard of it.
I always want to say that to you. I just never have.
Oh, I'm surprised you haven't said it to me at all at this point.
I heard you shot your daddy down.
Yeah.
Shot him down.
He's doing okay, though. My dad's, down to the ground. He's alive, though, my father. After I shot him.
All right. Listen, yeah. This is all nonsense. Willie, Joe, thanks for being here. Willie, what is the topic?
We're not doing the WoW, right? I'll just drop into the...
We know where I am on.
Shit, I fucked up. Where are you on the WoW? Where are you?
I was always more of a Wade, I think.
Okay, let's leave it at that.
Tonight on Real Life Sci-Fi, deepfakes. I don't know how to say that. Not cool.
Wait. I like it.
That was cool.
Deepfakes.
Let's all do it together. Ready?
One, two, three.
Deepfakes.
I like that. Should we do one more just to sync it up better? One, two, three.
Deepfakes. Wow, it's weird.
I can't
weird.
Tell who I'm lining up.
I know. It's weird how off it is.
Yeah, it's super off. It's fun.
Hey, wait. I have a quick question. How do people play music on this shit?
I know.
I have never had a connection good enough where you could like play music. There's like,
I don't know.
We, bands that do it.
There's has to be some sort of separate audio.
That's what I'm thinking. Like you look at the Showalter thing that he's doing. Like I'm just like, this is amazing. And you didn't do it on Zoom.
No. And then you wonder if
okay, that makes sense. They probably called or something, right? Like
take turns.
I don't know specifically what you're referring to. I mean, I know who Showalter is, but like, but I don't know what he did. But could it have been pre-recorded? Is that possible?
I assumed when I saw it that they
anything possible
that they each actually did their own parts and then they put them together.
That is very possible. Well, they probably just slated. I don't know why I'm confused by this. It's not live. That's why.
No, but it might not be live. It just could have been pre-recorded because I've done a couple of things where it's like, and now here's a musical performance and like you can film it on your phone and make everyone look like they're doing it through Zoom. But it's really
word. That's a good trick.
Showbiz, you know. Showbiz.
Sorry. So Willie, what are we talking about?
Well,
deepfakes.
So I stumbled across this video that was, and I was so excited. It was Stanley Kubrick admits to shooting the moon landing. I was like, holy shit, man! So there's that video. You've got him admitting to the moon landing very guiltily in his late age. I saw another video of him around that same era. So you could see it, you know, it really does look like him. And then I just kept going like, man, this really does look like him. It could be him admitting to shooting the first moon landing. And then the whole thing gets trumped when you say, oh, it could be a deep fake also.
Also, I'll say this. Stanley Kubrick in his old age looks like a lot of old people.
Yeah.
Like that could just be like any guy.
It looks like any mall Santa.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's particularly lit in a way to where it looks even more like most mall Santas. Because like some people were saying that they could see the mole on the side of his head. They're like, oh no, that's him. You can see the mole. So I watched another video of him accepting an award that pretty much same year. But then I just started going like, oh shit, this could be weird because it just could be an early deep fake that was like, because the video bounces weird. But whatever, I'm just like, that made me go like, man, what happens to the conspiracy theory realm when you can't trust the videos of whistleblowers or anything?
Yeah. Well, the only experience I have with these is those Tom Cruise TikToks that are deep fakes.
Oh, those are really good ones.
Yeah.
They look great.
But those are the best. Those are like the best ones that have been done as of yet. Those are the scariest ones.
Yeah. But he also like looks like Tom Cruise. I'm looking at split screens and he looks like him. And then they just put more Tom Cruise-y on him.
You remember that we had a Tom Cruise impersonator at Dell had one at one of his parties. Yeah. It was pretty fun. And he looked like him until he took his glasses off. You know, he had the big aviators on.
Eyes are, I guess, not him.
And he didn't sound like him. So it was like great for parties, but like
he was a lot of fun too. Though. He was down. He was like, we've, you know, there was an Austin Powers one too. And like, he wouldn't curse. I wanted him to. I wanted him to curse and stuff, and he wouldn't. Oh,
Wouldn't curse. He stays in character.
He was like, I think the company probably told him not to, and so I got him to do it, but he covered his mouth and like didn't do it, you know. But it worked. Yeah. It's still like,
holy shit. Holy sure.
It still got my point across on my video that I made this poor guy do, who's like in the backyard of my friend, and like we're all drinking and he's working. I feel he's so like, bad
working,
for these
he's people. Working and no one here is going to cast me in anything.
Yeah, well, he doesn't know that. We got some powerful hitters in that backyard.
Yeah.
Oh, well, there you see. You never know.
The Tom Cruise guy was probably so down because it was like there were a lot of like funny people that were like funny writers. So it's like, we're doing intelligently fun things that he can take part in. But like, I don't know why I'm saying that. Oh, I'm saying that because I got offered a job to sing. All I had to do was dress up and sing some heavy metal songs to this guy for his birthday.
This sounds like prostitution, Willie.
Did he say you had to sing the songs with your mouth full?
Was he standing in front of the door the whole time?
Right. No, it was this guy's wife.
Hear the click of the door lock. Sing me some songs, Willie.
And then your car, you could hear your car driving off.
Here, put this on. it was the guy's wife, and she was like, I don't get this music, but he loves it. So can you please like just sing whatever songs you want?
Why do I not know this?
Because I didn't do it.
Oh, you didn't do it?
Yeah. I was like, thinking about it, I'm like, I can't go sing metal songs to some guy for his birthday. Like, I could.
Would he be, how much details did you get? Was he going to be alone or?
It was a party and I'd only have to be there for an hour. And I was like, a fucking hour? That's longer than most albums.
That is so, yeah. What, how many tracks is that, Joe? You're a musician. How many tracks does it take you guys to play an hour?
Oh gosh, an hour. Like 11, 10, 11.
Yeah, that's an album. That's an entire album.
An album's worth of music, yeah.
And so I got offered $200. And at first I was kind of into it. And then I'd never done anything like this before. And then as I started thinking about it, I was like, oh, this is a bad deal. And then she offered me $500 to do it.
That's not a lot. That's for an hour's worth of work. That's not for that.
Well, it's a lot when you're used to getting 20.
I paid someone recently. I paid a singing telegram company $200 to send a fake cop to someone's house to rap them Colors by Ice-T.
Oh, awesome.
So,
song?
A nightmare walking.
But I mean, like a few verses.
You couldn't even do that a cappella, right? You could. There's no way. He would have to.
I got a video of it. It's amazing. Really good. The guy killed it.
I really want to see it.
I'll send it to you. It's really good. It made both of us go. I won't say who I sent it to, but I'll tell you this. It made us both go, we should, if we ever need somebody like this, we need to hire this guy. He was like, he was committed.
Awesome.
Really okay, good. Think of Wade. I'm a rapper.
Well, I would always hire you before I'd hire the Telegram guy. I'm so tired. I can't think of words.
Colors.
Yeah. 147 times, I believe he says it in that song.
Oh my God. For real?
Believe.
So she offered me $500 and I was just like, I just couldn't. I'm like, I can't do it. It was weird because she kept texting me. Because I was close at first. And then I don't feel this isn't what I do. I don't feel comfortable doing this. It's too long. Like,
how did you even do that? Would you
just unzip your pants? Like, oh, if it makes you feel better, just take your pants off. It'll make you feel better. Just whatever makes you feel better, baby.
Was it going to be like a karaoke track or what?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, so just you and a karaoke track for an hour.
What songs were you supposed to sing?
She said,
like, what kind of metal is she? Like, what was her definition?
Let me guess. Twisted Sister.
Def Leppard is in there.
Yeah, yeah, Def Leppard.
Okay, so it's like.
Oh, so like real mainstream shit, like Poison?
The stuff that I know. Yeah, yeah. The mainstream stuff from.
I mean, nothing wrong with that stuff. I figured it wasn't like she wasn't telling you to sing like Aces High by Iron Maiden or something like that.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
Good luck.
That might have, yeah.
So anyway, deepfakes. I mean, so this crumbles the conspiracy world, but also boosts it at the same time. But it's like, totally. If you're talking misinformation, now everything can be misinformation, right? Like, this is the most dangerous shit.
You can make a point for anything to be a conspiracy. And at the end of the day, too, I mean, I don't know why my brain goes here. I've done nothing wrong, but deep fakes, you could, depending how good they get, and they're getting better and better, you can frame anyone for anything, you know, with a deep fake. You can fuck over pretty bad. So, I mean, like, it's scary. And then,
you could do an alibi for yourself. If you got pinched for something, you could just like,
there has to be a way. I could be wrong. I just want to believe there's got to be a way to
like digital artifacts and like the way that people can. Yeah. Exactly. The same thing with Photoshop, where people like those detectives online can always spot us Photoshop.
That's why there's one company that has just released all the technology. Everyone's like, why are you giving away this deepfake stuff? And they're like, well, we're hoping that by our technology being out there, we can identify when it's being used.
Okay.
And they're also trying to be the leaders of the technology.
You know? It's kind of like a weird, like Elon Musk kind of thing, because it's in the same way of like, of him giving away all the proprietary tech to building the Teslas to other car companies.
Yeah.
Electric cars out there, in the same way it's like, listen, here's our deep fake, here's our text info, that way like you can't frame somebody for murder, but also like we're gonna get it out there that this is our thing,
but you're using our formula.
Using our formula, which I think is like, even though this guy went crazy, isn't that like what McAfee did too as well with his security company as well? I mean, he also ended up becoming like a weird murderer or something, but like I think he did the same thing too with his security software at first. He just like gave it away, which is kind of like led to him becoming a billionaire or something.
Wow. I didn't know that he became a
he became a nutcase. I listened to a couple stories about McAfee, and I'm pretty sure he hasn't owned the company in like a long time, but I'm pretty sure we played Fallaway did like a private show for McAfee, like, again, way after. I remember being like, guys, he hasn't owned the company in a long time, but he's crazy. Let's look him up real quick.
You got to go play for Kim.com, man.
I do.
Google, Google, Google.
Thank you for listening, but currently we're Googling.
Google, Google, Google.
Yeah, John McAfee's nuts.
I've heard stories about how weird he is, but I've never looked into.
Yeah, he like moved to Belize and was raided by like the gang suppression unit there, and they found like a stockpile of weapons. I believe, you know, he was a person of interest in a murder of an American expat. Lots of stuff. He got into like lots of weird drug and sex stuff, and you know, stuff that crazy billionaires tend to do.
Yeah,
rapey. Murdery.
Oh yeah. Well, they're all sociopaths. There's nothing they won't do.
Of course. And also, once somebody evaluates their company with three commas, or evaluates them with three commas, you're like, I'm Teflon now.
Yeah.
I'm untouchable. They already thought they're untouchable, then that they've been validated financially. By the way, I was wrong about what PhD stood for. It's not pipe hat doctor. It's pretty huge dick.
Well, yeah, if you ask Kanye.
I almost have a PhD.
I do not. I'm pretty much hardly a dick.
No,
I think that the deepfake technology is most threatening. Yes, it's dangerous and scary, but hopefully we can suss it out when it comes around. What sucks, though, is for actors, because, like,
well, yeah, here, let me do, I feel like we should drop, I have almost a few like subjects that we could talk about within that. And when we can go into actors first, right? Like, what does that change for that industry? I only say that cause it's easy to bounce around too much. So
yeah. Rein us in.
Well, it started with the vacuum commercial, right? It was fucking, Fred Astaire vacuuming a room or whatever.
Yeah.
Right.
And how offensive is that to use a dead actor in your fucking commercial?
Well, does
that they would never agree to
it? I mean, at least they didn't do corpse and like stick stuff in it. But if they're like, see, Look how dirty this thing is.
But his family gets that money, right?
Yeah.
Oh, does the estate? I'm sure the estate. Yeah, there's. I mean, somebody owns the estate.
Yeah, and somebody had to say yes. But damn it, he never would have.
Well, who knows? I don't know what kind of dude he is.
That guy loved a quick buck.
Well, it's like that, you know.
I think he had a vacuum cleaner collection too.
Yeah.
Isn't it interesting, by the way, that like, by the just speaking of vacuum cleaners and. You know, there's a company iRobot. They make, I think, isn't that who makes the Roomba? iRobot.
Yeah. I think if they make one.
Like they did not read the book. You know. Anyway, sorry.
Hey, we've got this Terminator vacuum. It terminates the dirt.
Yeah, it's like naming it Cyberdyne or something. You know? I mean, it's like I don't know what Terminator. I've never know. Sounded like a cool name. Yeah, I mean, it's fucked up. So, I mean, is that where the deepfake stuff started with that? I know that commercial.
I don't know. I don't know where the term deepfake came from. I just think that was like maybe a precursor to it.
It's also like in a weird way, like Forrest, like stuff in Forrest Gump felt like that as well. Which was not like deepfake in the way where we replace someone's face, but it was putting Tom Hanks like in those like
And that's the same thing with Fred Astaire. Like he's doing a dance that he did. They just put a vacuum in his.
They put
hands.
A vacuum. Yeah, that's all they did. So it's similar to the Gump thing. To me, I feel like the deepfake stuff started. At least the good deepfake stuff started happening more with those like Rogue One, which I know is more recent, the Star Wars movie where they
Princess Leia.
Well,
Carrie Fisher.
Even before that, when Fast and Furious died, they put him in the car, and it looks horrible. Like it's not good at all.
Is that deepfake? Is that just bad CG? Though?
Well, I guess
deepfake is CG, right?
The technical thing.
Yeah, I don't
thing,
know the difference.
The deepfake is actually an AI technology that can map live to. Yeah. So, like when people do them, they. I know you can record it, but the technology happens live to you doing it. So you have to have somebody that has a similar voice and it'll map their face onto what your face is doing. So
a similar face, meaning not a similar voice, a similar face.
The face doesn't matter at all.
A face doesn't matter.
Yeah. But it matches your lips and puts that skin on it, but it does it live basically if you want to. So the voice is more important.
Yeah, it's the same. It's got to be the same technology as like any of those Snapchat filters, right? That like put a mouse ears on you and stuff.
Uh huh.
Well, I know that for Fast and the Furious, they used his brother for some reason. They didn't need to, but they used his brother to do it. But it looks so bad. It's all shaky and weird.
So basically, it's Jar Jar Binks, right? You can have just any actor play Steve McQueen.
It's like motion capture.
So it's not CG. Yeah. Uh-huh.
I just hope nobody gets Jar Jar Binks in any more trouble than he's already been for killing all those for being kind of I think responsible for all those Padawans.
Yeah, he's entirely responsible. Speaking of that, have you watched them all with your daughter yet? And can you please talk about your insane? You're insane, because I know Willie's a huge Star Wars guy, and he's going to hate the order that you chose.
Oh, I ended up throwing that order out. It was a recommendation from a friend's son who loves Star Wars and is very nerdy about it, and he was like, you got to watch them all in, like, order from, like, Phantom. I was like, all right, I don't agree, but let's see, like, how Ruby likes it.
So hang on, some nerd kid told you the exact same thing that I told you and you listened to him over me?
I listened to both of you. I'm going to tell you right now, starting from Phantom Menace was a horrible idea.
Oh man.
I don't remember what I told you. I think I would have told you if I'll revisionist history this and say
I'm not blaming anybody.
Let me get this out. I would have done it by the year that they came out.
And so that's basically kind of what we ended up doing is we reset and we watched the original trilogy, technically, you know, 4, 5, and 6.
Yeah.
But, you know, so we watched those and she's in love with Star Wars because of the, I mean, they're great. They're those movies, you know,
yeah.
like They're amazing.
Can you please tell us your horrible plan that you didn't go through with?
Just to watch everything in actual order by the events in canon.
No, you told me you were going to show her them the order that you saw them, which was like.
No, the order I saw them was the original trilogy first.
But then you threw the series in there, Clone Wars.
This is how I saw everything like in reality. I saw it as it came out. So I mean, like I saw the original trilogy, which was after I was, you know, it all came out, you know, before I was born. So I watched that, and then I think I went to Phantom Menace when it came out. Like I saw it like near, you know, on opening day.
Yeah.
And then Genndy Tartakovsky did the Clone Wars animated, the all like the all silent Clone Wars.
Yeah,
animated.
The Samurai Jack version.
Yeah. And that was incredible. Then I watched that. Then Clone Wars the movie came out. So I was gonna do it like in that actual order that like I saw all of it in.
Yeah.
But then I just didn't, because here's what we did. We watched Phantom Menace when she was like five. She watched Phantom Menace and she liked it because it's like it's just a bunch of visuals. It's not like a non-movie.
Yeah.
She thought Jar Jar Binks was funny.
It's made for kids.
It's not, there's nothing happens in that movie. There's nothing to latch on to. Nobody realizes that, you know, Anakin's little like, I forget what's the name of the alien, his slave owner alien that's just a bad Jewish stereotype. He's got a big nose.
Watto,
yeah. Real
anti-Semite. Annie, get to work.
Real anti-Semite.
I gotta sit Shiva.
Like, I got a big nose and I love money.
Yeah.
I get it. Good work. good job, guys. But anyway, so then we went to Attack of the Clones, and my God, we're 5 minutes in, and she was just so bored, and it is boring.
That's the diplomacy one, right? Where they're all in the Senate the whole time.
Yeah, it's a lot of like bureaucracy. So anyway, we scratched that. Didn't do Star Wars for a little bit. Then in between that and watching the original trilogy, I got her into Ghostbusters, like original Ghostbusters. She still hasn't seen the reboot stuff, and then got her into Back to the Future. She got super into those movies, and then we went back into Star Wars, and now she's like obsessed. I mean, again, I should have started with the original. I actually technically did start with New Hope when she was like three, but she was way too little, and like it was just too slow for her at three.
The lesson here, though, is that you get to curate everything she watches forever, so you got to think about everything else right now.
Yeah, I just she's like, but she loves, like, her favorite thing about Ghostbusters. She loves the moment that Bill Murray goes, Yes, sir. This man has no dick. Like, she loves that. Like, she loves the right stuff. She loves all the funniest bits.
Did she watch Ghostbusters 2?
We want to do that next. That one is a little scarier.
That's what I was going to say. I'm like, you could almost just say it doesn't exist for a while.
No, she knows it exists. Ah. She also knows another thing that she wants to get into, because I have a ton of Batman stuff, like Frank Miller Batman stuff, animated series, all that. I got the 89 Batmobile Lego, the big one, and I built that, and she's like, I want to watch Batman, and I'm like, not yet. What would you do, animated series?
Yeah.
And she thinks she's getting bilked out of something, and I'm like, no, the animated series is kind of one of the best iterations of Batman.
Oh, it's great.
Ever. Mark Hamill as the Joker. I mean,
it's a classic
fucking
Joker.
Coolest, yeah.
Yeah, and I told her, I was like, hon, now that she's into Star Wars, I'm like, Luke Skywalker voices Joker in the series. Now she's really excited.
Awesome.
There's all this stuff. I just don't know where to go next. It's just like,
Who Framed Roger Rabbit, dude?
I know. I want to do that. And then she's going to want to have big jugs like Jessica Rabbit. The whole thing. I don't want to get there yet. You know,
Battle of Endor was, as a kid, I thought was really good.
I love that. Yeah.
Dude, I just discovered that like yesterday. I did not know that movie existed.
Is that all up on Disney Plus now?
Yeah.
Yeah,
it is. It's cool.
All right, let's take a quick break. Then we'll get back into deep fakes, talking to our buddy Joe Truman. We got to talk about Princess Leia, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right, we'll be back.
Really Bad Movies presents The Time Traveler.
the future?
Yeah. I got a lot of things to let you guys in on. The information that I have could save you all if you'd only listen. I've been here before.
This isn't his first time here.
I've been here before.
And it won't be his last.
You never listen. You never listen to me. I'm trying to save you, dumbass.
Grandpa from the future.
Whose grandpa are you?
I'm everybody's grandpa.
Grandpa from the future. This is not his first time. Grandpa from the future.
Welcome back to Real Life Sci-Fi. We're here talking to our friend Joe Troman about deepfakes. Just real quick, we can get off the actor thing, but the Carrie Fisher, she died. Mm-hmm. Rest in peace.
Yeah, rest in peace, Carrie.
She was cool.
Very cool.
And then instead of, I don't know, it's so weird. Like, wouldn't you just change the movie and make her die instead of, like, floating back into the ship and
I mean, I think those movies, I don't like those movies. I mean,
it would have been fine if they just hired someone that looked like her. Why did they need to use?
Why not just write her out though? Like, I mean, they had her death in there.
They had her death in this. Well, first off, they had her death in the second movie. They could have just ended it there. Let it go. Plus that second movie was, that was a tough one to sit through for me.
I don't even remember the difference between any of the new three.
I think Force Awakens the first of the three, the 7, 8, 9 or whatever.
Yeah.
That one I enjoyed because it was just like paint by numbers New Hope. It was just the beats of New Hope. Just and plus like is it Maz Kanata?
Yeah. Right?
Well, who's that?
The junk collector.
Oh, the portion guy?
No, that girl that, wait, Joe, you're frozen, right?
Oh, shit, he is.
I was just talking about before I lost internet, Maz Kanata from Force Awakens. It's the alien with like the weird goggles.
Yeah.
Oh, I hate that character.
Yeah, I hate her, but I love how horny she is.
Oh, yeah.
She talks about that she alludes to the fact that she banged Poe.
She's like a little Dr. Ruth.
Your little Dr. Ruth that like had interspecies sex with a human.
Wait, which one was Poe?
That's a big boy actor. I can't think of his name from Inside Llewyn Davis.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Oscar.
She banged him?
She alludes
Oscar
to the
Isaac,
fact
yeah.
that at least like one of them put something inside of somebody else's body cavity or something of that nature.
But there's also the theory that he's gay, right? He's gay with the stormtrooper dude.
One in the pink, two in the stink, or is it the other way around?
It's the other way around.
Is it the theory? Oh, theory that Finn and Poe have a homosexual relationship.
Yes, there is a theory.
I mean, there's so many fan theories. There's also there's the Elsa being gay, Frozen theory. Which everyone thought was going to come to life in Frozen 2, which, you know, is one of my top faves. It's not Paddington 2, but, you know, it's good. I actually love Paddington 2. That's a good movie.
Paddington 2 is great.
Frozen 2 is better than Frozen. It's crazy.
Is it better?
Yeah. I was impressed.
Well, here's the thing. It's structurally, it's better. It's a better plot. It's a better story.
They didn't have to set it up, yeah.
The songs aren't better.
Song, yeah, mm-hmm. The song is really good in Frozen.
Well, so let me drop this. I mean, here's the thing is right now, when you're looking up deepfakes, all you're getting are news stories from every single every single entity of news has a story about how deep fakes are coming and how scary they're going to be.
Yeah.
So that's what's scared yet. Yeah. That's what's alarming to me. It's like, because all they keep saying are the same things where it's like, well, well, they're not saying this, but I'll say this. What if you had Trump sending personal messages to people to storm the castle and it wasn't him? What if, you know, what if you,
he sent just a public message?
Yeah. Yeah. You know, it was just loosely connected,
regular face.
But what if, you know, and they keep bringing up, what if you had, you know, like some soldiers like offending Muslims, and then you had some Muslims like celebrating killing the soldiers or whatever. Just, it's funny because they bring it up in the areas that we're like, we have soldiers out.
Like the way they can use it to start like wars and political, like bad political strife and things.
Yeah.
Like that.
Yeah. And they don't have to go far. They don't have to make major news outlets. All you got to do is piss off a few people, and they don't need to ever go like, back and see if it was real.
Makes, you know, get North Korea to, you know, nuke the US somehow, you know, or, right. Yeah. I mean, listen, it's all scary. I don't know how else to operate right now until then. The reality is this, is that I'm guilty of this, and I'm going to connect back to the deep fake thing through what I'm going to say, is that, you know, I have my phone, the computer, it's a high powered computer, and I keep it in my pocket and I'm glued to it all the time, and I have a problem and I try my best to get away from it. But the better technology gets, the more ingrained it becomes in our lives, the harder it's going to be to detach from it, the harder it's going to be to separate humanity from technology. And I think all doomed.
We're all doomed
by technology. I don't even think that's conspiratorial to say personally. And I'm not saying it as a depressive or as a pessimist. I love technology, but I also think it does a great deal of harm. It's very clear. Even just down to social media, it does a great deal of harm. And I think like deep fakes are just one part of that.
I'm hoping that as technology progresses, so does like the eye of the human to not even just the eye, but just the mind of like, maybe I should be more skeptical about everything that I see, or maybe skeptical is the wrong word, but like, I think like growing up with the internet, right? I didn't have the internet until college, basically. But in the last 20 years of having the internet, I have learned, don't take anything at face value. All that shit about like having a bibliography and citing your sources that we had to suffer through. Yeah. Like, actually one of the only cool things that I learned, because it's like, oh yeah, like if you don't believe something, look at where they're claiming to have gotten that
information. You can say whatever you want. Yeah,
sure.
And I'm just hoping that like people are going to be savvy enough as we get into these areas that they will start sort of like looking at things with an eye.
I don't think it's going to happen. I mean, like,
I think it's too polarized now to where we're not coming back.
I also don't want to sound like an intellectual snob here, but I mean, like, the majority of our country is just not hitting it on the smart scale.
Well, but they're also, I feel like when you say that,
they're not going out of their way to be critical about this stuff.
No, but I feel like when you say that, you're talking about the older generation.
No. I'm talking.
You don't think?
I would love to be wrong. I think at the end of the day, I'm dumber than people younger than me. I will always admit that. I think people younger than me are just, they're growing up with better, they're more ingrained with the technology that's coming out. I've officially hit the precipice to where like I just don't understand how to like stop getting phone calls sent to my computer that interrupt like my Zoom meetings. I don't know, guys. Like the whole thing just falls apart, you know, because I'm getting like a fucking telemarketer call from a guy about like a Lexus that I owned like 20 years ago or something, you know. And like,
well, but the difference is that's a problem is
you're hoping people will be more critical of the information that comes in front of them. And like, I mean, there's so many places to go from there. I think first off, like at the end of the day, and I'm not saying like I think you should be critical of all information. But I think, you know, they're like, because even like a big newspaper like the Washington Post that I do look to for news is owned by Jeff Bezos, you know, like, yeah. Like, so like, you know, and I read the New York Times and I read like, you know, people will call those left. I just, those are just places I get news from, you know, like they're not like they've been around for a long time. They've been doing the news for a long time. They have journalistic integrity. That's like, we should be getting our news from places that have true journalistic integrity. And these places do fuck up all the time, but they normally admit it and retract, and they hold themselves to a high journalistic standard. Those are the places we should be getting our information from. I'm not saying specifically those two newspapers, but places that have high journalistic standards and high standards for facts. But it's like hard to even know. I think like if I was a kid growing up with all this shit, I might not know where I'm supposed to get my facts from. When we were growing up, things are pretty hard copy, you know, like it was newspapers, it was books.
So there's a lot that you just said there. And so I think like one is, you know, it's owned by Jeff Bezos. And so you can sort of read it all through that lens. Right. And, sure. And be like, well, okay, what's the spin here? Two is who cares about news? For regular people, news is like, you could live your entire life without ever reading the news and nothing would ever change for you. Like it's all superfluous to,
I mean, yes and no, but I think like, I think to a degree, like if you want to know what current events are, you want to know what's happening, whether it be sociopolitically, whether it be environmentally.
What is that? But that's just to have some dumb story to tell at a dinner party.
That can inspire a young person to go out and be active and do something. I'm just saying, you know, like it can, like that information can be inspiration.
Route of like Uber, and it will be sort of like freelance journalists and people who are good. It's already kind of happening. Like if you go to YouTube, there's a lot of these dudes out there that are just like, and I'm not talking about news, but they'll just be interested in something. Like there's the guy who did like, why are McDonald's machines really broken, and ice cream machines? And he like looked into it and he did a report on it. And it's like, yeah, that's a stupid fucking thing that doesn't matter. But he was a real journalist about it. And he like got the owner's manual to the ice cream machine and like read the entire fucking 200 page thing.
Not everyone gives a shit, like really gives a shit like that person probably does.
But went 10 years without like looking at news, because I was like, I don't.
Well, but that's my other point. Like, yeah, you can do that. And it doesn't affect your life, really. Like, does it affect how you vote or anything? And does your vote matter? And like, really,
I didn't mean to get too political. I brought up news as like one touchstone, because we're just talking about like where people are just getting information, period, whether it be news or scientific information or whatever. Here's the thing. I am glad. So part of the reason I wanted like Trump out of office is because, so I'd stop feeling like I had to read the news all the time. I wanted politics out of my life. I was, you know, I was always I'm always like a center left person. And like my politics have always leaned that way, but you know, I've never been like a hyper outwardly political person. And we lived through like 4+ years of just like politics invading our lives. So I'm very glad that like, I honestly don't know what's going on as much right now. Not that like, I still browse like headlines and, you know, I see that there's like plenty of problems with COVID, plenty of shootings, all the same horrible, horrible things that are happening. But I think like going back, circling back way to like what you said about people growing up more savvy and being able to like tell the difference between a, you know, for instance, a deep fake and a not deep fake. I hope so. Fucking hope so.
I feel like, so the Trump thing, I mean, I mirror your thoughts on that. I'm more right than you are.
Yeah.
And I don't mean correct. I mean, politically.
I know what you mean. But, yeah. You're more
than like, area. It was like an anxiety for years where you're like, fuck, what is Trump going to say now that's going to like set some fucking fire somewhere, you know? And totally. Like,
it's, you didn't want to watch. I don't want to watch the world burn.
Yeah. And so, and I feel like, and maybe I am secretly an optimist. And I'm hoping that like these kids who grew up in the Trump administration will sort of be like, well, fuck, you can't even trust the president. You know, like I want that. I want that level of like, fuck the man anarchism. Like I think the government sucks. I think you should abolish all of it.
I think you should never trust a politician. I think there are some that are far worse than others. And I think you should always question everything, but that doesn't mean like extending it to not getting a vaccine because you think you're gonna get chipped by Microsoft.
Yeah.
Like, come on, like these are lives at stake here. Let's not be dickheads about this stuff. You know, like there has to be at some point a fact has to be like, I realize like gravity is technically a theory, but it's real. You know, like
ooh, wrong thing to bring up around Willie.
No. I mean, like,
I think
it's electromagnetic.
I'm just saying, I'm going to take this weed pen. I'm going to drop it on my computer. I don't know if anyone can hear that clack. That was gravity. Again, it's a theory, but I'm just saying, like, we can agree that that is a theory that seems to work. We could argue about it. Either way, I'm just saying at some point there has to be, like, everything.
So how do you? No, I know.
So, you know,
like, so, but here's the thing. We just had a Twitter president for 4 years and it changed everything. And now imagine that, like, there's people who can do that aren't the president, but they can look like the president. And the knee jerk reaction of people seeing shit before it gets
it's like
out.
The Comet Pizza, you know, the Pizzagate shooter. Like, as soon as he saw that nothing was going on, he put his gun down. He's like, oh, I was wrong. And then, but everyone else was still like, he was wrong about being wrong. They didn't accept that even the shooter gave up on
it. Really,
even if there isn't a door to a basement, then there must be a hidden door to a basement. Like
it's like this tribal sort of almost religious thing where they want to believe it so bad that no amount of logic or facts will dissuade them.
And so,
add on that, like, you could fucking, you don't even need a deep fake to like make up some building. You can go into any building that has a basement, say that it's Rocket Pizza, and like go down in there. You know?
But if they also in the same vein, what if somebody did do something and then they just claimed it was a deep fake? Now everything's blurred.
You could also, let's say it's the future. Deep fakes are happening all the time, but we have like a foolproof way of showing if something is a deep fake or not. There'll be plenty of people that will go, I don't believe this foolproof. I can say this deep fake isn't
100% because
truth is in the wind at this point.
That's happening now with like PolitiFact or whatever. Like the conservatives are already saying like, well, they're on Biden's side. They're not fact checking him as much as they fact check Trump. So like even these sort of like third party, like fact checkers who, yes, they do have their own agenda. Like everyone has a fucking agenda. That's why you should not believe anything and do your own fucking research. You know,
I mean, do your own research, but also like err to what seems logical, like use logic, like don't just try to make your own logic to get like, just because you believe something so fervently. That's the danger with like QAnon, for instance, you know, which we were touching on a little bit. Because I mean, that's what Pizzagate, it's all QAnon.
Yeah. It spawned out
like,
of that.
It's all QAnon. Like QAnon believers, and it seems like I can't tell if that's dissipated now. It seems like it's definitely thinner, but
it's
also
splintered.
Right?
It's splintered. And I saw that whole HBO series about the whole thing too, which is pretty fun.
It is a fun series, for sure.
Yeah, when you just see it's these two fucking creepy dorks. So I'm like, oh, that's cute. Got it. Okay.
Did you watch that, Willie? Do you know what we're talking about?
Not yet. I haven't seen it, but I know about it.
Willie, you would love it. It's very
good. Yeah, it's been on my list for a long time. I just don't watch much.
That's like all you, man. That series is all you. It's really good.
I tried to join some QAnon groups
just to see what was going on in there. But I mean, that's the thing is like, you know, they just, well, they'll continue to change the logic to fit whatever narrative they like. And like,
well, they move the goalposts constantly. It's like, you can't have an argument with any of these people because the goalpost is always moving. And so you never know what you're talking about.
Kelsey's here.
This is our Kelsey. Surprise guest. We've got Kelsey Abbott. I told her to show up at 9 because we didn't know if Joe was going to stick around for the bonus or not. So now we've got bonus guests. Kelsey Abbott, welcome to the SSRLSF. You're muted.
Whoops, sorry. Jesus.
Hi. Christ.
Jesus. Hi.
Christ.
Shut up.
Kelsey, I haven't seen you. Your hair looks great. Did you change your hair? Are you frozen?
Oh, thank you. Yeah, I got it done. I got it cut yesterday.
Looks really good.
Am I frozen?
You're not anymore.
Okay. I got cut yesterday. They cut my bangs so fucking short.
Your bangs are short, but I was gonna say I like short bangs.
Oh, thanks. I'm so not used to it. It's so weird. But
it's a cool look. It's very hip.
Your hair is looking good.
That's what I told her.
I think I got it caught, and then it's like growing back out. I don't know. It's just, you know, froey and
smaller than it was last time I saw you, I think.
Yeah, I think it's smaller than the last time for sure.
Kelsey, we're just talking about the end of the world. Deepfakes are going to kill us all.
Well, let me throw this in there. Like, we've talked about, you know, the things to be afraid of for deepfakes. You know, like, is there anything positive from it? Shauna brought up a good thing where it's like, what if you wanted to say goodbye to a loved one and they made a deep fake video with you, like your dead grandma or something?
I don't know.
Make sure you save some money and
deep fakes.
I wouldn't like that.
Those deep fake.
Did we lose her?
Kelsey, you keep freezing real hard. What do you got?
What is wrong with my fucking internet? I know. I don't know what's going on with my internet, man.
The same problem. I can't see. I don't see one good thing. I don't know how deepfakes can help.
Well, you know how they had holograms for a while, like if there was a concert that you went to of someone who like just played a performance, but like you'd have a performer out there, but deepfake their face on them.
I got it. Fall Boy can keep touring, and we'll totally be there.
Yeah, there you go. That's a good way to use deepfakes.
Oh man! But if I knew it was a deepfake, I would not enjoy that concert at all.
You know, I want to tell you about this concert. Years ago, I went to see Daft Punk perform at Lollapalooza, and it's, you know, super cool looking. They have a spaceship, and there they are.
Oh yeah.
And the whole time I'm like, what if it's not them?
Yeah.
The moment that went in my head, I couldn't enjoy the show.
And that's a true thing, right? Really? They would do that. They would have, right? Don't they have other people wear the masks?
I think I've heard that they do that. And like, why wouldn't, like, they're getting paid so much to do those shows. This is like when they came back, I think before they put out the Random Access Memories record, but they're like back just doing a tour and it was like the biggest fucking thing. They're probably making $1 million a show. I mean, even just to pay those guys six figures just to come pretend to be them.
Well, what if you did two shows in one night, but the other show was like a really small city that nobody knew about? So you do the big city and the small city.
That's the real one. Did you ever see the thing where Prince used to, like, he would show up to like a bar where like there was a band playing and just hop on and play guitar with them and just shred? Have you ever seen those videos?
Yeah.
No, I didn't know that.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy.
Fucking cool.
There's one video where Prince and Michael Jackson and who's the other person? There's like three mega stars. And, like, Prince just starts playing guitar and, like, I don't know.
Are you talking about the Super Bowl?
No, it's like a LA, like, small venue.
Well, you're talking. Okay. All right.
I don't think I would care if there's a possibility that wasn't the real band. Like, as long as they sound like them, right?
Well, to me, like, if I'm at a stadium, yeah. I'm like, I'm so far away anyways that I'm like, I don't want to see a video. Like, that's why I always like to get close.
Out of here. Yeah, I mean, that's the thing. It's like, I've gotten to go to some really cool, like, I gotten to go see when the Police announced that they were coming back to do that 4 years ago. I went and saw them play at the, I think it was at the Whiskey. And something that was like tiny.
Wow.
And that was really cool.
Yeah, that's cool. That is very cool.
And like, unless it's like a band, like, and I'm going to continue to date myself with references, but like, you know, like, I went and saw Kiss play the Staples Center right when COVID like hit, and it was really fun. I was far away from it, but it was like, but their production is so famously large, it's just, you enjoy that. Otherwise, like, I don't want to go to a big venue and stand all the way in the back, because that's just where I'm going to be, and just watch a bunch of amps play loud, echoey stuff that I can't really. I just don't need that. I'll go to a small club if I can. Otherwise,
yeah.
You know, but I'm also jaded. I'm jaded of, like, you know, decades of playing live music. So,
well, I'm 100% with you. I fucking hate going to shows. Like, it sucks. Like, the second I get there, I just want to leave. Especially if you're way in back and it's just like, eh. But sometimes they're
fun. You ever go see shows at the Wiltern?
Which one is that?
Is it Wiltern? Yes. It's Western and Wiltern.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, old theater, really good acoustics.
I saw New Pornographers there, and I loved it.
Yeah, I went and saw Idols play there. They're great. Years ago, I saw Queens of the Stone Age play there. They're great. I played there a bunch. I've had so much fun.
And there's only one way out, so if you're looking for autographs, like, you can get to the door.
Yeah, I mean, that's a fun old venue. No matter where you stand, you can see and you can hear.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that's a big, yeah. You know, I like a theater show or a club show. That's fun. Yeah. I think I went, who did I see? I went and saw Faith No More there. It was super fun.
Whoa. Really?
Wow.
Yeah, that was really fun. So theater. Oh, I saw Metallica play there. That was cool. Yeah, I forgot about that. That was a weird show. Really cool. And Flea came up and played Fight Fire with Fire. Yeah, that's right. Oh, wow. That was really fun. One time I hit a guy's car and I didn't have insurance. And instead of getting mad, he just told me about when he went and saw Metallica play with Cliff Burton back in the day.
Wow.
I felt even worse about hitting his car.
My favorite live band is Bare Naked Ladies because they have so much fun.
The ladies came and performed at my Jewish summer camp during the Shabbat dinner. Just want to let you know.
Did they do the thing? Very cool. Did they do the thing where they all switch instruments and stuff?
It's just two guys, and they just came and like performed. And I was like, "What the fuck is this?" And I was like, "That's a Bare Naked Ladies." I'm like,
"Okay, well, I think you got hoodwinked. I don't think that was the real Bare Naked Ladies. It's like a 5 or 6 member band, and they are all integral.
Two of the guys in Bernie. Two of the guys. I know it's not
the two singers.
Yeah.
Two of the guys.
But here's the other thing. I hate 311, but they did a fun thing. I was at a festival and they did a fun thing where they played drums. They like did a drum line, and that was really fun.
Because they're solid musicians. They're the bassist. Is that Peanut? This kid and Ruby's. And my oldest kid, Ruby, okay, I don't know how to talk about my children right now. I'd see him sometimes. He's like the nicest guy. And I used to think, and honestly, I thought they were from Southern California until I was talking with him. He's like, no, we're from like Nebraska or something.
Yeah.
Oh, I had no idea.
Yeah, you're right. It's Aaron Peanut Wills.
Yeah, Peanut.
He's the bass player.
Very nice guy.
I'm sure they're nice. I just don't like their shitty music.
Dude, I cannot like somebody's music, and the moment I meet them, and if I'm like, fuck, you're fucking cool, I'm like, I can never say anything bad. People will make fun of, and I know now, like, no one makes fun of Keanu Reeves because of John Wick, but up until then, people were making fun of him.
Yeah, sad Keanu all over the place, yeah.
And all the time. And I remember one time I went out to dinner with some friends, and they were friends with Keanu Reeves. And it terrified me. And I was seated next to Keanu Reeves. And he was not only the nicest guy, but gregarious, made sure you felt like you were part of the conversation. He ordered the most expensive wine on the menu, made it very clear. he was going to pay for it, and he wanted everyone to enjoy some. And he was just such a wonderful, pleasant, just fun guy. And ever, and I was like, I don't ever say a bad thing about him to me ever again. Do not, don't you dare. Like, you know, so it's like the moment I meet somebody, and first off, just like, it's a fucking cool thing to meet somebody like that, you know, that's really, yeah, really cool. But then they're very genuinely nice, wonderful people. And you're like, I don't give a shit. I mean, they're not committing genocide.
Yeah. I gotta throw this in here real quick. In our bonus episode, I mentioned how, like, you know, in the movie business, you say someone's nice just cause they said hi to you. But like, I worked with Jerry O'Connell this whole week, and he was
so nice.
The nicest fucking dude I've ever met in my life. So fucking cool, so genuine dude. Nice. Yeah.
Yeah. He's really cool. He's really fun. I mean, again, there's some people that just show up, and like, no matter how long they've been in the business, like, no matter if you're the fucking PA or the first AD or whoever you are on set, they're like, oh, we're just all people. Let's hang out. Let's have a good time. They want the whole day to be fun because they want to have a good time too. Like,
yeah.
They want the vibes to be good. And there's some people that come in and suck the energy out of the room.
Yeah. So, well, should we wrap up the deep pics conversation, or Willie, did you have any sort of like,
well, just some things that we didn't touch on. Like, obviously the main application that has been happening has been for porn, right? To put famous people on porn or whatever. And that's a huge topic, but I'm happy that there are porn sites that are saying like, hey, if you're making this and you're and it's a bad thing, like, that you're not allowed to do that. Like, they're the first, the porn sites are the first, some of them are the first ones to be like, no, we don't want that here, which is
the first
crazy.
Like, we had no idea those girls were 15.
Yeah, right. Now I know. I'm like, but it's weird because,
by the way, deep fake people, when are you going to give me some live action Mitch McConnell hentai? Okay, I just want that.
Hentai? Isn't that drawn?
I said live action.
Oh, okay.
Hentai style.
Yeah.
Get me some octopi.
Yeah.
Well, he's got tentacles for a dick and shit.
Get me a Sailor Moon style girl with a Mitch McConnell face.
Here's the thing about porn, like, body type is the most important thing about porn. And they're just putting someone else's face on a body, and it doesn't do it for me. It
doesn't, yeah, I don't care.
Yeah. But only saying that, like, they might accidentally push some kind of legislation for this shit. Well, I mean, because, like, what happened was that the biggest first deepfake story was there was a journalist that was from another country that, you know, they made a porn of her and, like, basically, like, took all her power away, you know? And,
I remember hearing that.
Yeah. Yeah. She got complete discredit, even though she had nothing to do with the porn.
Yeah. And most of the stories were like, it's just boys being boys, you know? Or so what happens, like, when I think of the worst case scenario, I'm thinking, like, obviously, like, it's political stuff, but what about blackmail? What if you could say that you kidnap somebody's kid, and you didn't even kidnap them, and there's a video that you have of them, you know, like, picture fucking Prince Harry, whatever, who has no security anymore.
You're like, my true crime loving brain is like, when is there going to be a deep fake serial killer?
Yeah. Yeah.
You know? How does that work?
Yeah. What would that mean?
I mean, here's the thing. So serial killers, some of them love to get bold. They want their work out there. They want to be known. And, you know, someone that's using different deep fakes and filming themselves, you know, committing the act so they can put it out there. I mean, there was that guy. Oh, man, they made that Netflix movie, Don't Fuck with Cats, that Luco whatever guy. You ever see that? Yeah, see that
thing? Yeah, I couldn't watch it.
It's hard. It's a hard one. But he ended up, you know, killing somebody on the internet. I mean, he wanted to be seen.
But that's just another way to hide your identity, right? If you're a deep fake serial killer,
it's also a way, like, if you are that type of, like, showy psychopathic type person, why wouldn't you take advantage of that technology to hide your identity?
I don't know, because, like, they want to get, like, the credit.
Yeah, the credit, and like, also, like, a lot of what, again, this is me and my I love true crime. I love this. You know, I always love this stuff, but like a lot of them just get off on like other people getting shocked and seeing their crimes, you know? I mean, that's how a lot of that works. It has less to do definitely with the, I mean, like it's all sexual gratification, but not based off of anything like normally sexual, but like, why couldn't there in the digital age be that type of crime, you know, or series of crimes. I'm just saying that's an extreme place my brain goes, but no, I normally just like worry about like even myself or friends of mine getting deep faked and getting in trouble for like doing, having had done nothing wrong.
Yeah.
Well, you think they know, I mean, like enough people know about deep fake shit that like, that could be your, that it wasn't me. It was deep fake. Even for,
yeah, but we were just talking about it before, but it's like it, disinformation and like the idea of like the moment fake news became a colloquialism, like all bets have been off.
But also picture, okay, like the app Cameo, and I know there's a couple other apps out there too, where like it feels special to get a message from all different types of celebrities, right? So like with a deepfake, for a lot of people, the deepfake is just as fine as the real thing because it's just like a message from someone that looks like that person. And it's way cheaper. I know that that's not like anything.
I think at least right now it'd be harder to pretend to be a celebrity deepfake on Cameo. The moment that celebrity finds out, and they're wrapped.
Oh, yeah, well, I mean, well, that's what I'm getting at though. Is that like, yeah, like, what if the whole thing was like you're not pretending to be them for reals? People know that it's fake. Like, I still would want a personal message from Pee Wee Herman that he would never say, you know, like I would pay for that. I'm just saying, like,
I love jerking off in movie theaters. Paul Rubens.
You would like that? I would not like that.
It's like an impersonator. It's just a celebrity impersonator.
Well, yeah, but impersonators work a lot. I'm not saying that I need that right now. I'm just saying like
I need it.
Like how do we need to like,
now people are like severely addicted to deep fake cameos. Like they just need it. I need it.
I need my Pee Wee Herman.
Well, that goes back to what I was saying about people having a more critical eye now. And I feel like, I don't know. I just think that like, I'm hoping that nothing comes of any of this, even though it's all going to destroy our world.
Yeah, some, like, you know, just in the way that like a dickhead father and son duo basically, you know, as QAnon, you know, ended up orchestrating a capital insurrection.
Right.
Like you hope that a couple of other dickheads don't somehow like get something blown up and get a thousand more
people
killed because of a deep fake. You know,
my point was,
you know,
like, are we ever going to get to a point where we trademark our own personalities? Is what I was trying to get to. We're like, look, I don't want the Cameo fake version of anything. I'm just saying that like people can make money off of that, and a lot of people will be fine with that. So when do you own your personality or your likeness?
Are we going to start blockchaining our digital likeness? Just like
this? Yeah, probably. Yeah,
it's going to have to be stuff like that, which is like so far out, man.
Because like right now we're like, hey, you're a celebrity, you're a public profile. Like we can make fun of you, we can fucking do whatever you want as long as we're, you know, there's rules, but I'm like, this changes all the rules.
Yeah, totally. I mean, like license out your identity, intellectual property. Yeah, I don't, it's weird. It's wild. It's really, really crazy.
Isn't that really hard to fucking?
Oh shit, hold on. I just got a deep fake cameo. Give me a second. We're gonna listen. Sorry, guys. Yeah, I don't know. It's scary. I mean, like, it's scary, but I'm also like so overwhelmed by my own life that I can't even really be totally concerned about it. But it's incredibly frightening. And there's
you need a supercomputer to do this, right?
No.
I thought you did. Like, I think Tony was looking into it. And he was saying, like you did with a regular computer, it'd take months because of how they have to analyze.
Yeah, but who says you got to do it live?
What are those supercomputers called, Kelsey? It's I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, I don't remember, but it was because if you had a regular computer, I don't know, just doing like those little videos, even.
Yeah, I know what you're talking. I do know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If there's anyone that's done the research,
but even assuming that it takes months, like you have a couple months to figure out what you want to do, you know.
But that doesn't even matter because at the rate that technology is progressing, it's not going to take a supercomputer in 18 months. Like, everyone will be able to do it.
Back to what we were saying before, the fact that, like, I remember having a compact Presario, which was a fancy computer, my Apple E2. I remember, like, loading up point-and-click adventure games and being like, this is the future, baby. Only 10 more hours before it's installed, you know? Like, meanwhile, like, this phone that fits in my pocket is a full-on fucking real deal fucking computer. And it's a thin thing that fits in my pocket. It's thinner than my fucking wallet, you know? And, like, for sure, the creation of deep fake shit and anything else that takes a supercomputer now will be easy to do in 5 years, much easier.
Yeah.
Better that the deep fake technology has gotten. It went from being like, that's really cool, but that's obviously not real, to like the Tom Cruise guy, we're like, okay, that's about it. Like, I can still see where it's like not real, but you have to pay attention. Like, and that wasn't.
Yeah, when I saw that, I thought it was real because I'm stupid. I didn't even know about deep fakes.
You're not stupid. Okay, but this brings up my point that I was saying before. So you're not, I know you and you're really smart. So you're not stupid. And I think, like, if you can trick a smart person, I think, like, most of our country, and I'm not saying old people, I'm just saying, like, you have a lot of people that just aren't, I'm not saying everyone's stupid. I'm just saying you have, you know, I mean, average intelligence is probably not like the highest or the most critical thinking. And they're just going to take it at face value. And I think, like, yeah, I mean, it only has to get a little bit better before people are like, I don't know, look real to me.
Well, they had somebody who can do a very good, like, vocal impression, which is important too, I guess, right?
It's a guy that can do a good Tom Cruise. We were saying this before. He kind of has a Tom Cruise look to him to begin with, so that makes it a little easier.
Yeah.
To trick people.
And, like, get the mannerisms down and, like, the way you cadence and shit.
But all you need is, like, what if Morgan Freeman told you, come on, let's go right now? Like, you're not going to...
Where, like, are we going? Where's
he talking? What does he want us to go?
Just follow me. And Andy Dufresne.
Were we following?
I'm not listening to Morgan Freeman.
Who's your Morgan Freeman, though?
Matt Damon. I'll do anything Matt Damon tells me to do.
So what if Matt Damon said, hey, we're all buying lottery tickets.
I'll buy a lottery ticket. That's zero stakes for me.
Low stakes.
That's how they get you.
Hey, wait, it's me, Matt Damon. In this house, they're demons. We have to murder them to save your family, to save your friends.
Well, then it would be like, Matt Damon, you've been in a bunch of sci-fi movies. Like, these could be projections of good guys that... might not be that bad.
No, wait, those are movies. This is real life.
What's your middle name, Matt Damon?
Matt.
It's Matt Damon.
I actually don't know Matt Damon's middle name, so that would be a bad...
Let's all bet on... Wait. Let's take bets and let's all guess and we'll take bets.
Samuel.
Okay.
Travis. No. Matt Travis.
Not what I thought it was going to be.
Matthew.
It's Paige.
Oh, I didn't even get to say.
Oh, you weren't going to get it, so it doesn't matter.
Paige. Matthew Paige Diamond.
Diamond.
I wish it was Matthew Diamond Damon.
Wait. Did Dustin Diamond...
Matt.
Dustin Diamond died. Rest in peace.
He died.
Yeah.
Isn't that crazy?
It's pretty crazy, yeah.
Crazy, it's sad. And, like, it's sad. I mean, we're not going to say he had, you know.
Yeah, he's supposed to be a bad person, but still, like, nobody, you know, he didn't, like, kill anybody.
But
he was also, his life, like, took such a tragic spin. You know, he didn't handle anything very well.
Yeah, yeah.
He had cancer and died. You can't. It's not like, again, back to the genocide thing. He didn't commit genocide. You know, I know of a, you know, I know he's, I've heard a couple stories about him, you know, shitting in venue showers and, you know, because he was angry and things of that nature. You know, he didn't leave a good impression on the world, but I feel bad. I don't know. It made me sad.
Me too. I thought that he was going to turn around.
I never saw him turning it around. He couldn't even do the sex tape thing well. He didn't do anything well.
All right, yeah. The sex tape thing.
That's like the thing he leaves behind. And then he dies of a horrible death. Anyway, I love Matt Diamond, though.
Matt Diamond.
Okay, let's wrap it up.
Good enough to wrap it up on.
Yeah, deep fakes, they're going to ruin us all. Get ready. I don't know. Buy a gun? Is that what I should be telling people?
Why would they ruin us all? Why would they ruin celebrities and like?
A gun gonna do?
Oh well, no. Okay, then go back to my point. Stop reading news. It doesn't matter. Go play soccer with your kid.
I think the simple thing is whatever you see on a computer, consider the fact that it could not be real.
Right. I think that when it comes to deep fakes of the present and the future, it's going to be to get the quick reaction, and it's hard to get over your first quick reaction. And, you know, like picture someone being like, hey, you know what? That thing that you believed in, it wasn't real. That's really hard to come back from.
I think it's scarier is that we are getting like more and more distrustful. We can't trust anything we see. We can't trust anything we read. Like, so like, we won't know what's real. Like, if we do see something bad somebody's done, we won't know if it's real or not. You know, that's scary.
I think that's good.
But it's even
we distrust good things too. Like people distrusting like, oh, COVID's fake or fucking the vaccines are fake, whatever.
I would urge people to use logic, but then like some people have some pretty wild logic. So it's hard. It's oh man, it's just, it's all fucked, guys.
Fucked. We're fucked.
We're fucked.
Buy a gun. I don't know. Don't buy a gun.
I don't know. Maybe buy a gun and shoot yourself.
I didn't say that.
I can say whatever I want.
You can say whatever. I'm just distancing myself from that.
I would say if you're going to buy a gun, you have to think you're going to use it. So that's why I haven't bought one yet.
I would never.
I'm ready.
I would never.
Too scary.
I really want
one. It's so scary. It's a little scary, but they're fun. They're fun.
I mean, I'm really good at shooting them, and I grew up with guns, and I don't mind freezing it so that I have to wait for the ice to melt before I realize if I need to really want to use the gun or not. So I put it in the freezer.
That ruins the entire point of having a gun, man.
Yeah, it feels like you want the gun to be in hot and ready.
you put it in the oven real fast because you need it, and the fucking bullets just shoot at you.
Keep it at a low temperature in the oven. Warm
I got my gun in the oven. It's frozen.
I like a warm gun.
Don't make me. I got something in the kitchen, man. You better watch your mouth.
Is that what the Beatles are talking about?
Happiness is a warm gun. Yeah.
Like a gun.
They're talking about putting their gun in the oven after they froze it.
Nothing's more comforting at the end of the day like a nice oven roasted gun.
Well, thanks everyone for listening. Joe, thank you so much for being here. Kelsey, thanks for showing up for our bonus episode. We're going to continue the conversation with her about who knows what. Joe, you're welcome to stick around if you want to. You got energy?
I'm probably going to hang out for a little while and bounce at some
point. Yeah.
All right, cool. So we will keep the conversation going on our paywalled episode. Go to patreon.com/reallifesci-fi to get access to that. And thanks for listening. And remember that Jesus Christ, just because you're paranoid doesn't mean they're not after you. Too many catchphrases, too many ways to end the various episodes.
Find them all on Patreon.
What's your favorite Fall Out Boy lyric?
Oh, man, my favorite Fall Out Boy lyric. I love them all. Dan. I like Dan Stan. I just love it.
That's a good one. Very, yeah. All right. Thanks again, everyone. We'll see you next time.